traffic is moving smoothly this morning through one of the busiest and what has been one of the most frustrating freeway interchanges in Ventura County. The Highway 101 Highway 23 interchange is used by more than 170,000 commuters on an average weekday, and it's become one of the most congested sections of freeway in the county.
We widened in 2009-2010 the 23 route by adding another lane, and so that increased traffic flow. And we always had this interchange, traffic-related congestion in going for people to either direction from either 101 to 23 or 23 to 101. It needed some fixes.
Robbie Gotti, who's a project manager with Caltrans, says a more than two-year-long, $37 million project to improve the interchange is now complete. Gotti says it includes adding lanes, rebuilding some bridges, and other steps to relieve congestion.
There are four lanes, basically, between the county line and the interchange, and we widened it some places, used existing lanes to make sure that we have five lanes on either direction between these limits. That also involved widening on one side of the three bridges, so we widened them on the north side so the traffic lanes are smooth. In that process, we also seismically retrofitted the three bridges.
The project had been talked about for years, but funding was a key roadblock. State and federal dollars paid for most of the project, but it took the city of Thousand Oaks to advance the effort through a nearly $16 million loan to get work started. Claudia Bildela-Pena is mayor pro tem for the city of Thousand Oaks.
This is undoubtedly something that benefits the entire corridor, the 101 to 23. All surrounding cities benefit from it. The residents who live in Simi Valley, in Moore Park, in Oak Park, and beyond. This is a major corridor. The fact that now traffic is flowing more smoothly will make a big difference, and already has made a difference.
Dozens of local, state, and federal officials gathered in Thousand Oaks for an event to celebrate completion of the work. Some leaders took advantage of the occasion to lobby for Ventura County's Measure AA. It's a proposed 30-year-long half-cent sales tax for transportation projects in the county. Keith Milhouse, a longtime Moore Park City Councilman and chairman of the Ventura County Transportation Commission, says while they were able to get creative with financing and do the interchange project, the well for more major freeway and highway improvements is now dry.
We're going to need to continue battling gridlock and congestion and providing transit options for people here in the county. And one of the challenges is going to be, how do we pay for that? That's one of the reasons we have a measure on the ballot, because there's no saving dollars coming from Washington or Sacramento. So we either take matters into our own hands or people can expect gridlock.
Measure AA opponents contend it should be rejected because they feel how the new tax revenue would be used isn't clearly defined. As for the interchange project, there's still some minor cleanup work underway, like work on landscaping. But the lanes are open and the traffic is moving. Tom Todd is a heating and cooling systems repairman who regularly uses the interchange.
It's moving a little bit better, and obviously the construction that's finished, so that part definitely helps. It feels like it's moving a lot faster.
Comments like that are music to the ears of people like Robbie Gotti, the project manager for the interchange improvements.
It's a great pleasure to see that what we plan and we put on the paper actually bear fruit. Is definitely a pleasure.
The hope is that the completed project will not only reduce bottlenecks in the area, but improve safety by ending the stop-and-go traffic, which sometimes led to fender-bender traffic accidents. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.